Asia Pacific Report with Sanusha Naidu.
Sanusha, very good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning.
Let's start with the elections on the Solomon Islands. The China security ties are in focus as this tiny Pacific nation heads to the polls.
Yeah, this is a very significant poll for the Solomon Islands, particularly because of the geopolitics in the region. Last year, the year before, the island government signed a security pact with China. And that has raised a number of different challenges and raised a number of different dynamics, particularly with Australia, with the US, etc., where there's a sense that the Solomon Islands is becoming too reliant from a security perspective on China. So this election would really be around how those security ties with China would be focused on the election itself and what voters will be doing. But more importantly, I think it will be about the current incumbent and whether or not the current president of the island will retain his position. But at the same time, I think there's bigger domestic issues in the election. And more importantly, it is issues around healthcare, unemployment, poverty, and just basic issues related to social development. So whilst there's this dynamic of China, the security issues, etc., happening, but at the same time, I think that the issues around the domestic economy and the domestic social policies will also be part and parcel of this election.
Now, New Zealand's state sector job cuts have cast more gloom on the recession-hit economy.
Yeah, so New Zealand is going through its second recession, and this is now second recession in a couple of months. And what's happening is that it's creating a very disparate impact on the state sector job economy. In other words, what's going on is that the public sector has cut many jobs as a result of a market and economy that's going through a recession. So amid this technical recession that we're looking at, which is, I think, for a small country like New Zealand, comes with a lot of structural damage to the economy, structural output that will actually be compromised and so forth. So at the end of the day, what used to be a very vibrant market in New Zealand and a market that used to attract a lot of migrants into its economy, you're now beginning to see that this is now having a negative impact on public sector jobs and so forth. And so right now we're kind of figuring out to a large extent whether or not this is going to have bigger, dire implications for what happens to the New Zealand economy in terms of spending, in terms of what kind of tightening measures will take place in terms of economic policy. And more importantly, I think, you know, you're going to be looking at an economy that's going to create some very, very critical dimensions for people, workers, job seekers, etc., who have now been able to find themselves in a precarious situation because there's not enough jobs in the market. And if there are jobs, there's jobs that are being limited.
Finally, then, in terms of the genocide in Gaza, we're seeing rare protests in Singapore against Israel arms deals. This spotlights simmering views on the conflict.
Yeah, I mean, Singapore is not one of those city states that you would see these kinds of protests happen. It's a very kind of sedate place where everything focuses on the economy. So in the last day or two, there's been pro-Palestinian demonstrators, and these demonstrators unveiled a banner at a tourist attraction called the Gardens by the Bay. And it's actually in defiance of strict laws governing demonstrations, etc., in the city-state. And I think this tells you that what's going on in Gaza and the conflict between Gaza and between Israel and Gaza is becoming much more than just about the region. It's actually spreading into Southeast Asia. We know that in countries like Indonesia, the banning of McDonald's has now reached the banning of cosmetics like L'Oreal. So what we saw in Singapore over the last few days, I think, is just what is becoming a serious social dynamic in the Southeast Asian context, where the challenges of trying to be neutral, or the challenges of trying to prevent it, demonstration taking place, is now beginning to challenge strict laws and also challenge the paradigm shifts to a government that views itself as trying to remain neutral or trying to remain static in this whole conflict. And it says that, one of the things that one of the professors at the university said, that the people are ready to take political risks and show that Singapore cannot remain neutral in this context.
Sanusha, as always, thank you for your time. Have a great week.
You too. Bye.
That was this week's Asia Pacific Report.